Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 4th, 2012. Or apparently it's Star Wars Day now until we get sick of that. Because May the 4th be with you. This week at the movies, you can see new movies like The Avengers, The Best Exotic Marigold, Mother's Day, and other things you won't be seeing because you'll be seeing The Avengers. Last week at the box office, Think Like a Man was number one with $17.6 million, followed by The Pirates, Band of Misfits, $11.1 million. The Hunger Games, $10.8 million. The Lucky One, also $10.8 million. And The Five-Year Engagement didn't do so great, $10.6 million. News in the news. Obviously, I'm having a great day for speaking. Don't judge me. The Avengers was doing fine overseas before it opened in the U.S. this week. It made about $300 million already, which is a good sign. Congratulations, Joss Whedon. Mexican actor Damian Bichir, I'm pronouncing this wrong, I'm sorry, has been cast in Trapped and Machete Kills, which means the real news here is they're going to go forward with Machete Kills. I can't wait. I like Machete a lot. Nightmare Before Christmas, Coraline, and Monkey Bone director Henry Selick has been tapped to direct Neil Gaiman's The Graveyard Book. Disney has the rights. Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a sheriff of a small town trying to stop a drug lord from crossing the border to Mexico in a movie called The Last Stand, which is coming soonish. But that means they're doing more Schwarzenegger movies, which I'm really hoping means that the people who are working on the Pun Factory for, like, you know, what's that one called? Running Man, and that are working on this one, because that's going to be fun. Also, a Season 5 trailer for The Clone Wars just went up to StarWars.com this morning, and it focuses on The Mandalorians and Darth Maul. Which, you know, are things Hasbro can sell a ton of if they make action figures, and we all hope that they will. On sale at Entertainment Earth, we've got two sales. Pop Vinyl and Avengers. The Avengers are buy one, get one 20% off. Pop Vinyl, buy three, get a fourth free. Both sales end Tuesday, so pick and choose your favorites, but hurry, because this offer won't last long at Entertainment Earth. Transformers Prime, Optimus Prime versus Megatron gift set is coming back, because that's what we're leading our toy news with this week. Basically, this is the first edition packaged item that we were told was not coming. Now we're told it is coming. So you can pre-order yours right now. It includes Megatron and Optimus plus the three kids from Transformers Prime, and I believe a DVD, and you can get that on our website right now. Well, it's not in stock right now, but you can order it and it's coming. A Facebook post called Transformers Generations Deluxe Class had 29 images of new Fall of Cybertron figures, which we'll be selling soon, including Ultra Magnus, Kickback, one of the Insecticons, a remold of Jazz called Sideswipe, which doesn't look like a remold at all. It's so many new parts. Starscream. Fireflight. It's an Autobot redeco of Shockwave. About 13 figures are shown, and it looks pretty good. If memory serves, Hasbro said there'd be something like 40 Generations figures released in 2013, but they didn't specify 2012, so these could be next year figures for all I know. Entertainment Earth exclusive. Knight Rider kit vehicle with Michael Knight is coming in many months. It's the only way to get a 3¾-inch David Hasselhoff. It's available on our website right now. Actually, it's not the only way. There was one in 1982, but that one costs a lot more, so you can pre-order this one right now. We added a ton of Amazing Spider-Man and G.I. Joe retaliation items from Hasbro, so if you want to take a quick look at our action figures and toys from these movies, check us out. We also have some of the Emerging Channel vehicles, which is a nice way of saying extremely low cost. There's these little tiny figures that are like 2 inches tall, and there's a little Spider-Man car, which is really tiny, too. And these are neat because Target and all them aren't going to carry it. We've got it on our website. So if you're interested in bizarre and, let's say, cost-effective Spider-Man collectibles, it's worth looking at. Because, frankly, the weird stuff they design for the quote-unquote dollar stores. Not the 99-cent stores, mind you, but like the family dollars of the world. Fascinating stuff. And it's kind of hard to come by if you don't go to those stores or if you don't have one in your area. So when we have those items like these, I would recommend checking it out just because it's something different. New arrivals. We don't really have that many new arrivals this week, but we have new pre-orders. The Munsters Coach Minimates vehicle is up. It's really cool. Mad Monster Party action figure set. We finally put that up, and that's great. Diamond Select has that pegged for an October release. A Dark Knight Returns Batman vs. Superman statue is coming based on Frank Miller's now legendary comic book slash graphic novel. There's also a Batman Harley Quinn Bishouju statue. Probably pronounced that wrong, but I'm an ugly American. We do that. And our website put up our Comic-Con spotlight, which I originally said we were going to announce soon. It actually went live today because I posted it and I should have changed my notes. New items include Twilight Zone Candidates Cookbook Set with a lunchbox and action figure, Twilight Zone Invader's Diorama, Venture Brothers Bloody 3¾-inch Brock Samson action figure, which may well be the very first Venture Brothers 3¾-inch action figure available to anyone, anywhere. We also have a black and white original First Doctor TARDIS bobblehead, Battlestar Galactica Cylons with a tin tote lunchbox, and $6 Million Man Rudy Wells with a tin tote. The cool thing here is the tin tote has a ton of paint on the inside showing all of his equipment, and Rudy Wells has three heads because of all the actors. We're also selling, announced a new Dexter Detective Joey Quinn bobblehead, and a new Lieutenant Deborah Morgan bobblehead, and I think everything else we've already shown you at least once. So that's your new stuff today for Comic-Con, and we hope you're as excited about it as we are, because we're pretty excited. So check all these items out on our website. Go to entertainmentearth.com. Just look for the Comic-Con spotlight on the left-hand side of the page. Can't miss it. And that's all I got for this week. So thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Check us out on Facebook. We got new offers going up all the time we want to tell you about. And if you don't want to hear them, I guess then you can not follow us on Facebook, which is a good strategy. Anyway, do follow us on Facebook, let's say. And I'm Adam Paulus signing off. I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast, or perhaps at Avengers, because I can't wait to see that. Bye, everybody.